And I suppose your lead up to the festivities has a bit of a different look to most of us. You've got the small matter of an All Ireland semi final to prepare for, in and amongst all the shopping. How's it been going?
Aye, that's it, Mark. Christmas nearly took on a back seat, and well, for me and I, whatever, like Christina getting it sorted there, though. Right? So, but no, listen, that's a great complaint. We're thrilled to be there. We have prepared well. We think we're hoping training's gone well, so it's just a matter of Saturday now, and hopefully we can get over the line there, Mark.
That's it. It's Aiskey this Saturday. But firstly, let's just go back to that Twinning Cup final back in London. You beat Thomas McCurtains back at the end of November. A very close game over in Ruislip. Aidan McKinney getting the winner late on. Very dramatic and a great way to win a game of hurling.
Brilliant, Mark. Anyway, you take a one anyway, but to do it for Aidan, they've got it over and then keeper fucks it out, and that was it. Like, that was a tight game. That was a tough game. Thomas McCurtains were a tough side. Like, they were good. They were well drilled. They have good hurlers, like they're a good team over there. Thankfully, as you say, like we get over the line. Great weekend, brilliant feeling after that, you know that you're going to be in All Ireland semi final. But as I say, that weekend and that game, it kind of put us to the test there as well. Do you know what I mean? Not that the other games didn't, because they were the same, but we knew what we were up against then, or what we were up against that weekend in London, like.
And it must have been great to be able to reward those club members that travelled over to support you with a win.
That's it, as you say. See the people that travelled, like, and even at the clubhouse ourselves, the club had it streamed on a screen and it was packed out. But as you say, the ones that travelled, you know, yourself, Mark, come up to Christmas, extra expense that is not needed, but it's greatly appreciated when you see the crowd that is over there and following you, like.
So this Saturday, it's Aiskey of County Sligo in the last four of the All Ireland Junior Championship. Another massive occasion for the club.
Massive, Mark. Looking forward to it. It's one of those ones that. It's been a long week here that you're kind of waiting to get at it and wish it would come around. But as you say, nothing that we've ever experienced before. We're going to enjoy the occasion, hopefully. Hopefully it doesn't get to us. And hopefully we keep doing it what we've been doing. But as you say, massive, massive for the club. The buzz that it's created about the team, the club itself, supporters. If you've gone through Bert, Mark, I'm sure like the colours that are up around Bert with flags and bunting and even oversized hurley's been put up and greens and that, like, it's just brilliant what it's brought to the area, like.
The opponents, Aiskey, very strong in the Connacht Junior Championship over the past number of years, four in a row winners, I think. Also, Sligo Senior Champions, very used to success, and they'll be a good side, Enda.
They will. I've watched their Connacht final. They're a good side. A lot of men, or maybe six or seven, maybe eight, maybe on the Sligo senior team, like, and they are a strong, solid side. As I say, watching them, they're good on the ball, they're comfortable, they're fit. So we know we're going to be up against a good team here at the weekend, like.
And as always, you'll be hoping to take a big crowd to Ballyshannon on Saturday.
Oh, definitely. I don't, for the sounds of things, Mark, I don't think there'll be too many left on board Saturday between a couple of buses going, and I know there'll be a lot of people driving as well. And listen, there'll be plenty of blue and yellow there on Saturday from our side. I know they're blue as well, but there'll be definitely a massive support there coming on Saturday. Like, and it helps you. It helps you as a team. Like, it drives you on that wee bit, knowing that there's people giving up their time to come and support you. Like,
for sure. Squad wise, how are you shaping up? Did everyone make it back from London unscathed?
Everybody made it back. We have poor old Stevie Gillespie. Like, Stevie has hurt his Achilles. So Stevie's out for 6 months, which is annoying, because Stevie's one of them boys that give everything, and he's joint captain this year as well. But unfortunately for him now, he's missing out on a big occasion. Like, but there, hopefully we'll get it. I'm sure Stevie will say himself, hopefully it's about getting over the line now and getting another day, and Stevie will be on the line with us. Like, so that's the only concern, that we're the only one that's out for us at the minute, Mark.
Finally, and it'll no doubt be a great game, and hopefully he can come out on the right side of the result on Saturday. An All-Ireland final in the new year is a decent motivating factor.
Oh, here, listen, an All-Ireland final would be massive, Mark. It would be brilliant. But as I say, we're kind of looking at Saturday. Obviously, you're going to people's chatting about it, getting into an All-Ireland final with your club, massive occasion. But Saturday is our focus now, to try and get over that. And then, you know, yourself, we're in that final. But our main concern at the moment, Saturday, would be a massive thing for everybody. Like.